Every year since the attacks, families of the victims have gathered at Ground Zero to remember their loss and read the names of the victims. In the past, grandparents, parents, and children have read the names. This year, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg introduced the reading by spouses and partners.
5 years have come and gone, and we still stand together as one. We come back to this place to remember the heartbreaking anniversary and each person who died here. This year, we have asked their spouses, partners, and significant others to lead these ceremonies. Not in the first flush of despair, but with the saving grace of memory.
100 pairs of spouses and partners read the names of the victims as a background of flutes and violins underscored the somber nature of the occasion.
Thomas F. McGinnis, Jr.
Patrick McGuire.
Thomas M. McHale.
Keith McHeffey.
Ann M. McHugh.
And my precious husband, firefighter Joseph Miscalli, FDNY, Rescue 5, forever my Joey.
As in previous years, church bells rang throughout the city to introduce 4 moments of silence to mark the exact times when the hijacked airplanes hit the towers and the moments when the towers collapsed.
I am the husband of New York City Police Officer Moira Smith, who 5 years ago ran into the South Tower because she believed that a life lived in the service of others was the only one worth living. And that is how she would want our daughter Patricia to remember her. I am honored to have been her husband. I am grateful to have our child to raise, helping her to understand that her mother was and still is the pride of New York City.
Throughout the ceremony, family members placed flowers in the reflecting pools at the site. Sunday, President and Mrs. Bush placed a wreath at the site and attended one of many memorial services around the city. They observed the first moment of silence Monday at a nearby firehouse. The president's itinerary included wreath-laying ceremonies at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where a 4th airplane crashed into a field after passengers wrested control from the hijackers. Ground Zero is currently a construction site, but unlike at past memorials, buildings have now begun to rise. New tenants already occupy the first completed building, World Trade Center No. 7. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.